Now, a three-day National HIV and AIDS Symposium 2025 has kicked off today at Mbarara University, MUS, here in Mbarara City, ahead of this year's World AIDS Day on the 1st of next month. Opening the symposium, Dr. Ruth Senyonyi, the chairperson of the Uganda AIDS Commission, revealed that HIV/AIDS prevalence in the country has reduced from 18% in the 1980s to 4.9% today. She, however, highlighted the need to accelerate prevention, testing and treatment efforts to end AIDS by 2040, with emphasis being put on men, youth and eliminating mother-to-child transmission.
Come back to your education. It's going to be very difficult for us to end or to reduce from the new HIV infection. As I was preparing for this talk, I saw this on social media that HIV rate signs in Soroti as school gowns sell sex for 1,000 shillings. Can you imagine that? Selling yourself for 1,000 shillings. What there are significant proportions of people, especially men that are living with HIV, who do not know their HIV status. It's easy for a woman to walk and be tested. It is harder for a man to walk and be tested. So today I'm encouraging the men that we do go and test. Know your status. And we have five pillars which I hope you'll not forget. The first one is to engage men that they are in there for HIV prevention so that they can close that gap on new infections, particularly because they are the ones who infect the young girls and the young women. So when we engage them, they know their status, they are on medication. This is reduced.